This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today, I'll tell you about an organization providing over 100,000 Chicagoland area kids with school supplies, another one providing housing close to hospitals for families with a child undergoing cancer treatment, and a festival on the South Side set for Saturday. We now welcome Holly Buckendall, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana, to Score Values. Holly, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
We're delighted to have you this morning, and I know a lot of people are familiar with the work of Ronald McDonald House Charities, and for those who need a reintroduction to your work, tell us a little bit about your mission and services.
Yeah, well, we have a wonderful mission that's been around for 45 years, and, you know, it comes down to we believe that when a child is sick, a family is sick, so we exist so families can get better together, and we do that through making sure that we help provide access to pediatric care that kids need during times of medical crisis. And so we have 6 Ronald McDonald houses and 4 Ronald McDonald family rooms and 2 mobile medical care units throughout the Chicagoland area that are helping support children and families in Chicago.
That is outstanding stuff. And you mentioned that, of course, when a child is sick, a family is sick. How important is it to you to meet the needs of the families and understand that everybody involved, if there's a sick child, everybody in the family is going to be affected?
Yeah, I think that is so true. And childhood illness can just create so much stress. And then you've got financial hardship and worry on top of all of that. So when we think about when a child is diagnosed with a critical illness or is injured, that, you know, what the child is going through and that what the families are trying to understand and what they're experiencing. And if we can support them, we can keep them close to the care and the medical decision-making with their treatment team. We think that's just really important. And, you know, and how we provide a sense of community during times of crisis. And so I think that peer-to-peer support that families often find inside of our Ronald McDonald houses and family rooms go a long way, to helping people through what can be a really scary journey.
Is that sense of community that you discuss maybe a part of this whole equation when a kid is diagnosed and a family is going through a diagnosis that doesn't get talked about enough?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you have a community of people, like, for instance, our Ronald McDonald House in Streeterville is, you know, 80 bedrooms, and you have 80 families living with us on any given night who have a child in the hospital or maybe doing some really critical outpatient treatment, the fact that you can sit in a living room with others going through some of the same thing or have a meal in our kitchen where you can talk openly as a parent and rely on each other to share experiences and also just provide advice maybe. I think that is something that's really important about the environment by which, you know, we allow and have access to families to share their experiences. So, yeah, I think that often we don't talk about that critical support enough in environment.
Holly Buckendall, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Holly, how do you get connected with your families?
Yeah, so we work really closely with Chicagoland area hospitals, pediatric hospitals, and others. And so we work closely with those nurses and social workers and physicians to refer families to us who need the support. And so we are in direct line with how we are supporting that treatment, service, and approach and delivery by collaborating with those pediatric hospital partners.
So basically, I guess my question is, if somebody out there is listening and wondering, they had a kid that just had a diagnosis, do they talk to their physician?
Yeah, so if you're looking, if you have a child that's been recently diagnosed or you're going through some tough times from a medical journey and you're working with a pediatrician in a hospital, then certainly ask them about the Ronald McDonald House. We also have people that tell others about it. So it's okay if you call the Ronald McDonald House directly and you're inquiring about, hey, I really could use the support. I just heard about you. We are being admitted. Certainly give us a call. We will connect you with the social worker, the nursing staff also within the location you might be receiving care. And we'll coordinate that care with your pediatric team and the stay at a Ronald McDonald House.
Holly, one of the things that I notice about the website is over 281,000 volunteers nationwide through all the Ronald McDonald Houses. You guys are very volunteer oriented. Can you discuss some of the ways that people can get involved?
Yeah, well, I think that the number you mentioned too is really how large we are around the world with 255 plus local chapters in 62 countries. And so when you think about all of us doing all that incredible support and work for families, it really is a lot. And so if you dial down at the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana area, we could not do what we do every day without the support of volunteers. We have roughly 100 staff, but we have many, many volunteers that are on site working with us to support families every day. And that equated to last year about 45,000 hours of time just in the Chicagoland area. And there are many ways you can get involved. You can be an individual volunteer and come and work a couple of shifts or more a month. You can be part of our Meals from the Heart program, where you come in and make a meal and provide nourishment for families. You can do activities even in your own community to support us through care packages and other things that we need. So I believe that our volunteer engagement can really speak to so many audiences about how they might want to get involved.
You guys have your golf classic coming up on Wednesday, and it's sold out. I noticed.
It is sold out. It is. So July 17th is our annual golf classic. We'll have Dion Miller out from ABC 7 Sports. We'll raise over $600,000, and that goes a long ways to support families. We'll raise about $13.4 million this year to deliver the mission that we need to. And so that golf tournament provides very, very good resources towards that goal.
What is it like to have that type of support, that type of community involvement, and seeing some celebrities from the city showing up to support your organization?
Yeah, it really helps to raise awareness about our mission and what we do. And oftentimes some people know who we are, but they don't know what we do. So the more opportunities we have to tell our story about what our Ronald McDonald House Charities programs do, it really advances the mission in so many ways. And so we're grateful. And I always say that you never know when you're going to be impacted by childhood illness. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. And so I think that's what we see even through our golf tournament and through our volunteers that work for us and other events that we do, and having connections with you all and in the media community, is that people are touched by this mission in their own ways. If you have not known somebody in your lifetime that has needed a Ronald McDonald House, I suspect you will. And it just doesn't matter who you are. And it could be you that needs us.
Holly Buckendall, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. She joins me this morning on Score Values. And now, beyond the Golf Classic, I understand that you guys have an event coming up on August 8th called the Red Shoe Brew. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we have a young professionals group called the Red Shoe Society that really spearheads this event. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be on like as you said, Thursday, August 8th at Sin City Studios in the city, which is a really super cool venue. And we'll have just lots of, you know, a fun evening of food and drinks and entertainment, live music and games and so much. But it serves as a great fundraising event, a way to get to know our mission. It will raise, you know, close to $100,000, and it will be a really cool, really cool opportunity for people to come out, join us, learn more about us, and do really good for others.
For those that can't make it to the events, or look, say the Golf Classic sold out, what are some of the other ways that they can donate?
Well, I always direct people straight to our website, which is ronaldhousechicago.org. And the easiest way is to make a gift. And that gift we can put right to work into what we need to do for families. And we happen to be running our summer support campaign right now that wraps up soon, the end of July. And right now, I would challenge your listeners to go to the website, consider donating there. And we right now have a match going with from QRSoft, a great supporter of ours as a company, and they will match up to $25,000. So that's a great way to double your donation and what it can do to support sick children and their families.
Holly, one more time, the website to direct people to.
RonaldHouseChicago.org.
Holly Buckendall, CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We now welcome Dawn Melchiori, the Executive Director of Cradles to Crayons Chicago to Score Values. Dawn, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Now, Dawn, I know we are in the middle of summer, and it's great to have you back, by the way. It's been a little over a year since you joined us, but middle of summer, school is out, but that does not mean that you guys at Cradles to Crayons are not looking ahead to next school year. I know that your Ready for Learning initiative is in full swing. Can you tell us about it and what the goals for 2024 are?
Yes. So at Cradles to Crayons, you know, our mission is to provide basic essential items to children who are living in homeless and low-income situations. And so while school might have just gotten out a couple of weeks ago for kids, we're already thinking about what are these kids going to need when school comes back into session in August. And we know for them, a really important piece is making sure that they have all of their school supplies ready so that on the first day of school, they can hit the ground running and get off to an awesome start for the school year.
What are some of the supplies that you are asking for donations of?
Yeah, so the goal this year is to give out 105,000 backpacks. And those backpacks are filled with your typical things, notebooks, pens, crayons, folders. So, you know, we're really looking for donations of all kinds of school supplies that can then be packaged up and given out to all these kids. As well as backpacks. And we also make sure that these kids have adequate supply to gently use clothing and shoes. So folks can also donate any size clothing and shoes that we then quality sort and get out to these students as well.
Now, Dawn, I know the Backpackathon is one of your biggest events of the year, and it's coming up here at the end of the month. Can you tell us about the event, how big of an undertaking it is, and what's in store for 2024?
Well, we're so excited. So in 2024, we're actually moving. It'll be our first year. We'll be in Wintrust Arena.
Oh, wow.
And we will welcome just over 700 corporate volunteers who will come to pack just about 30,000 backpacks. And they do it in, you know, less than 90 minutes. It's incredible to see. And so we have all of the leading companies from across the Chicagoland area, their employees coming together. We have a lot of fun. But really at the heart of it is showing our communities that corporations are really excited and engaged and want to make sure that our kids have everything they need when they start school. So it's just a really fun event, and we encourage all companies, you know, to contact us to see how you can get involved and make sure that kids in your area have the school supplies they need.
Dawn, did I see that it is possible for folks to hold their own community school supply drives?
Yes, absolutely. So if you go on our website, which is cradlestocrayons.org/Chicago, we have all kinds of information about our Ready for Learning drives. We've had students and teenagers come together. to do backpacks, folks raising money, making sure that we have the resources so, you know, we can provide all of these school supplies to kids. So there's a lot of different ways communities and individual members can get involved.
Now, Dawn, when I look at the Cradles to Crayons website, I see all the different ways that you guys are able to serve the underserved youth with school supplies and the like. What are the different outreach programs in which you serve the youth of Chicago?
Yeah, so we offer not just the school supplies, which we offer all year round, but gently used clothing, shoes. We do winter coats, winter accessories, hat, gloves, scarves, hygiene kits, as well as diapers and wipes for our littlest ones as well. And so we're always looking, you know, there's really three big ways for folks to get involved. One is to, you know, go through all of your closets, look through all the gently used clothing you have, clothing, shoes, you know, all those kinds of things. And we have drop-off locations. We have about 45 throughout the city and suburbs where you can drop off. Then we need volunteers who can come into our warehouse and help us sort, size, and package all of these items. We're in the North Center neighborhood, right at Western and Addison. And then the third way is to, you know, get involved through either monetary donations or, you know, large-scale donations through your company, your community group, your faith group. We welcome all those to come in. And if you are interested in getting involved with your kids, kids five and older can come and volunteer in our Giving Factory, and they can make a real difference and learn a lot about how to help others in their community.
Dawn Melchiori, the executive director of Cradles to Crayon Chicago, joining me this morning on Score Values. And I know you mentioned the drop-off locations, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's an area on the website where you can find the closest one to you. That is correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Right on the website. You can just plug in your zip code and we'll show you where the closest is. And we have them all over the city and suburbs.
This year, Cradles to Crayons has gotten involved in serving some of the families, the new arrival families in the city. How has that venture gone, and have new partnerships evolved from it?
Yeah, we are really proud of the partnerships we've had with the city of Chicago, as well as our service partners. We have over 60-plus service partners that are working in all different kinds of community, homeless, low-income, as well as our new arrivals. And we continue to support the work of the new arrivals as they are settling into the city. You know, they continue to need support to be able to integrate in and to make sure that their kids who are starting in Chicago Public Schools have everything they can so that they can thrive right away.
Dawn Melchiori, the executive director of Cradles to Crayons, thank you so much for joining me this morning. One more time, where people can find your website.
You can find us at cradlestocrayons, all one word, .org/Chicago. You can also follow us. We are on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to, it's C2C Chicago, and you can follow us there too.
Dawn, you're the best. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
We now welcome Father Tom Hurley, the architect of the Southside Summer Festival coming up on July 20th at Marist High School. He joins us now on Score Values. Father Hurley, good morning. How are you?
A pleasant good morning to you, Alex. Wow, calling me an architect. Man, oh man.
Yeah, well, I have to bring this up because the world's largest block party, the old St. Pat's block party, it ended in 2020, and you had this idea about 3 years ago. There needs to be a new iteration. We need another celebration. Can you tell us about how this all came about?
Sure, sure. Well, I tell you, instead of being an architect, maybe I'm more of a copycat, you know? And I had the great honor and privilege of serving down at Old St. Patrick's in the city for 18 wonderful years. And you know, I was a part of the world's largest block party for all those years. And it was back in 2019 that we decided to put it to rest, because when my predecessor, Father Wall, started that party back in 1984, I believe, or 85, you know, there was nothing going on down there. And likewise, there was nothing going on in the city. So after, you know, when Northerly Island came about and when Navy Pier was renovated, and when they started having Lollapalooza, running the block party was getting harder and harder because there was so much more competition. And thankfully, I mean, a lot more activities, you know, a lot more choices for people, but that put kind of a hurt on us. So anyhow, we put it to rest after 35 wonderful years, and put it to rest in 2019. Well, then I left there in 2021. I came here to Marist High School, to my alma mater, and I said, you know what? You can take the block party out of Old St. Pat's, but you can't take the block party out of the kid, you know. So I thought, well, let's try it here at Marist, because we were just looking for ways to bring people together, have some fun, and raise some necessary money to continue the great mission of Catholic education. So that's what we did. And we started 3 years ago, and much like the block party, we got some bands, we got some adult beverages, and we bring together people over 21 so that they can come and have a good time.
Certainly an excellent idea in the summer, as you mentioned, Chicago, known for the festivals, and you discuss how the old St. Pat's festival ended. And now, how has this festival been received in the surrounding Southside communities now that there is a music festival right there for the neighboring townships and towns?
Right, and that's the thing. I think people really love it. First of all, it's nice to be under the stadium lights here at Marist on our football stadium, and on a summer night. And likewise, too, you know, this is not exactly, you know, at Old St. Pat's, we were really trying to target the young adult community. That was the original purpose back 35 years ago, trying to get people in their 20s and 30s. To be honest with you, I think our target audience now are really, you know, kind of moms and dads and people more in their middle age, you know, that are around this area, and maybe people who aren't as likely to go downtown for some of those concerts and festivals. So this is, you know, just as they built festivals in some of the neighborhoods like Lakeview and, you know, the Gold Coast and West Loop. So we wanted to do the same thing down here and on kind of a bigger scale. So, yeah, we're getting a few thousand people that come out to this thing. And again, not a lot of 20s and 30s, but a lot of folks that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s that just want to come out and have a good time.
Father Tom.
And it's not age limited. I mean, obviously you just right. have to be 21 to get in, but I'm not saying there's no young adults, but you know, let's just say we're not targeting their audience. I can't get Taylor Swift to come here. Let's put it that way.
Oh, you can't?
I've been trying, but
I'm sure next year maybe there's a shot. Father Tom Early of the Southside Summer Festival, the architect of it, joining me this morning on Score Value. So, what can you tell us about the headliner bands and vendors that will be in this third annual Southside Summer Festival?
Yeah, well, once again, I mean, we tried to step it up a little bit, you know, with music, and the headliner are the Bodines, and they're kind of a crowd favorite, and it has created a lot of buzz around here and in the area, and people are saying, how'd you get the Bodines? And I mean, we work with a guy who was able to talk to their agent, and we were able to make it happen, you know. So the Bodines will be here. They're the main act. And then prior to them, we have the Push Stars, and then another band called Soul to the Bone. They were here our first year, and people really loved them, so we decided to invite them back again this year. Yeah, I mean, it's a complete adult party here with, you know, beverages of all sorts of flavors, Miller Lite and Budweiser products, and likewise, Lou Malnati's. We're grateful. This is our third year partnering with Lou Malnati's as the main food sponsor. And who doesn't like Lou Malnati's, you know? So we got some good stuff that's happening.
What are some of the ways that what are some of the ticket packages available to patrons?
There's basically two. Well, there's a couple. Number one is right now the tickets are on sale, pre-sale for $35. And then at the door, we're asking for $40. But we also have a great VIP section, and those go for $150, and that's all you can eat, all you can drink the entire night. And we're almost sold out of those. We have a few left, but those are available as well. So
Yeah, and as far as some of the funds that are raised, I know they go to scholarship funds for Marist High School. Can you speak more about that?
Yes. You know, like any school, all of us, no matter if it's Marist or any of the other schools, be it grammar schools or high schools, you know, those of us in the world of Catholic education, you know, realize that, you know, tuition is expensive and not everybody can afford the full tuition. And even for those who can, the mission of Catholic education is still an expensive proposition. And it's just getting more expensive as the years go on. So we have to do everything in our power to continue to raise money so that we can continue to, you know, enhance and so we can continue our mission, you know, of Catholic education here, you know, here at Marist. And so that's what this is all about. And I will say this too, you know, Alex, I mean, this past year when, you know, the state of Illinois got rid of the tax credit for kids, that really put a lot of our kids in all of our Catholic schools behind the eight ball. And, you know, that was started by Bruce Rauners, you know, about 6-7 years ago. And he decided to try it out and people could donate money, put it into a pot, and also get a tax credit, you know, here in Illinois. And then, unfortunately, it got removed. You know, it went into a sunset December 31st. So they did not redo it. And so it was a real kick to those of us in the world of Catholic education. So now that means that all of our fundraising is more important than ever before. So, yeah, we just got to keep working hard at it. So, but we try to do it in a fun way. So this is a fun party, and I hope people know that it's a party with a purpose. And the reason we're doing it is to have fun and also to continue to keep strong, at least this particular Catholic school on the South Side.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what does it mean to you to be able to help out and bring such a fun event that raises money for your alma mater and helps kids pay for their school?
Oh, I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about it, and I'm unapologetic about it. It's like I am more revved up about, you know, fundraising and asking people to donate, and I make no apologies for it because I truly believe in what we're doing. I get to see the goodness of this mission each and every day with the kids that walk through here. But besides that, it's like the school wouldn't be here, you know, today. I mean, if it wasn't for the generosity of a lot of people. And I loved it when I came here. And like a lot of us who went to all these Catholic schools, we're proud alums, and we just want to continue to make it happen for the next generation. And so I am bold and tireless when it comes to, you know, continuing to fund the mission of this thing, because I really believe in it. We're doing a great job. Our kids, you know, they're great kids, and they're good students, and we create a great environment here. So just like all the other Catholic high schools. So we just have to continue to do what we can, you know, to make it happen financially.
Father Tom Hurley joining me this morning for a few more minutes on Score Values. July the 20th at Marist High School, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., the third annual Southside Summer Festival will be commencing, and that's why Father Hurley is joining me this morning. Are you guys still looking for sponsors or volunteers for the event?
Yes and yes. We're doing pretty darn good with sponsors and volunteers. We could use some more, definitely, because of the fact that we anticipate this is going to be a bigger crowd. We've kind of increased our, I believe we've increased our need for more volunteers to help us offer the best of hospitality to people that come here, you know. And so, yeah, if people want to do that, they can sign up just by going to our website, marist.net.
That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Alex Kuhn. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.